Since the first bread was baked in Egypt around 6,000 years ago, it's been a staple for millions around the world, especially in West and Central Asia. Good bread comes from good wheat, but the scourge of farmers in this part of the world is the sun pest, also known as the stink bug or shield bug. Even a small infestation can render harvests worthless and ruin farmers. Now, the insect's weaknesses are being explored and targeted by new research that's giving farmers a chance to fight back.
As you see here, this is a nice wheat field, but the sun pest is so damaging. You only need about 2 to 3% of the grains to be infected. Then the flour from these grains will be useless. You cannot make bread out of them.
When the sun pest feeds on wheat grain, it injects an enzyme that destroys its natural gluten and renders the flour useless for making bread.
The flour looks as normal flour, but when you add the water to the flour to make a dough, it becomes like a gum, very sticky and very difficult to handle.
The baking process is also affected, producing misshapen and poor quality bread.
For normal bread, you can see here the separation completely. The Sunni damaged flour is not separated completely.
In a project by ICADA, the International Centre for Agricultural Research in Dry Areas, supported by DFID, the UK Department for International Development, farmers from all over West and Central Asia meet at farmer field schools to learn natural ways of controlling the threat. Turkish farmers are testing this field for sun pest infestation. Using 50 centimetre square frames, they sample random areas and count the number of pests in each frame. If the average is less than 10 nymphs per square metre, they're advised to leave nature to control the insects without using pesticides. But ICADA has developed a way to control the threat using the sun pest's natural enemies.
As you see here, these are newly hatched eggs, and this is the first nymph stage here. These small black animals, natural enemies, will reproduce on sun pest eggs, and thus they kill the sun pest eggs and does not allow sun pest to reproduce. So the more we have this natural enemies in the field, the less sun pest we have and the less worry we will have about the quality of our wheat.
Each of these cardboard incubators hatches 1,000 parasites, enough to keep the sun pest at bay over a tenth of a hectare.
They hang these packages on the wheat stems. After hatching, the natural enemies fly out through the net and then find the sun pest eggs in the field.
Another weapon in the farmer's arsenal is the partridge. It seeks out wooded areas where the sun pest spends the winter months and eats the insects. In a third prong of attack, measured doses of a fungus are injected onto partially cooked wheat grains in a lab and left to incubate for 2 weeks to produce spores. These are then dried, leaving a granular residue.
Sprinkle the grains around the tree, the spores of the fungus come in contact with the insect, and then they would kill the sun pest. The efficacy of the use of this treatment is about 90% mortality, which is great.
Spraying pesticides by air has been banned in Turkey and Iran and will soon be outlawed in Syria. But farmers in these countries are now armed with natural ways to control this serious pest.
The amount of pesticide which is used every year is more than $150 million. And this not only the price, the economical stress which will have on the countries, but it's the pollution which has on water, which is used by the population later, or the impact on the environment, which is very lethal.
If I control the sun pest well, I can sell my wheat for a good price and the quality is good. The sun pest is a real problem because bread is so important for us. I can't imagine life without bread,